A while ago, I was at a writing event, mingling at cocktail hour with other aspiring authors. Many of them were writing extremely important and worthy books about things like surviving abusive relationships or overcoming trauma. I found myself gulping down red wine and offloading the same introduction onto every single one of them. I'm writing a book about how I fell in love with Benedict Cumberbatch, ha 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 ha. I wanted to make sure they knew I was in on the joke. It seemed natural to me. No, it's more than that. It seemed necessary to me to recognise the not-rightness of my obsession, to get in first and acknowledge that it is, in Vanessa's words, almost negative, ha 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 ha. As I was making my way through the room in this fashion, I met a woman who was writing a book about her career as a jockey. After my deranged introduction about Benedict Cumberbatch, she just said, calmly, "Yeah, I get that. It's like women and horses." I looked at her, with her black leather boots and long, thick hair, and thought, "I have no idea what this horsey woman is talking about." Benedict Cumberbatch once said in a Q&A that the worst insult ever levelled at him was arse-named horse-faced. But this was the only connection between the two subjects I could make. Horsey girls have always been very confusing to me. Probably noticing my expression, she explained, "It's about finding a way to lose control." I nodded and drank more wine. But, I thought, why would someone want to lose control? Especially of a horse. I continued to have no idea what she meant until much later, when I met Kindle. Actually, I didn't properly understand for a long time even after that. It just sounded to me like she wasn't a very good jockey. Kindle, 55, is speaking from her home office in Ohio. She's got the classic neutral background for a video call. The filing cabinets, the family photo, the documents pinned to the corkboard. There's a large picture of a dandelion puff on the wall. I was given her contact details by a mutual acquaintance who had said, during a conversation about obsessions getting out of hand, "You have got to speak to my friend Kindle." Nothing is getting out of hand here, as far as I can see. Kindle tells me she used to be a horsey girl. At one point, my entire room was plastered with horse pictures. I drew horses, I had model horses. Actually, for about a year when I was very young, I lived on all fours. She smiles. She has one of those genuine grins that is so broad that it doesn't so much dimple her cheeks as takes over her whole face. I would go up and down the stairs on all fours, pretending I was a horse. I wore a tail and had little jumping competitions where I would run around on all fours and jump over jumps I made in the house. My parents were probably very worried. Eventually, Kindle stands up on 2 feet, and then she gets herself real horses to ride in real competitions. She loves horses so much she wants to become a horse trainer, but when she turns 18 and the time comes to make a decision about college, she says goodbye to the horses and chooses accounting. "It was the sensible option," she says. Being sensible is in Kindle's DNA. Her mum, a bookkeeper, would patch bath towels instead of buying new ones, even though money wasn't tight. We never took a vacation as a family, ever. I think we went to a state park once that was like an hour away. It was all about thrift. From when she was 13, Kindle helped her mum with the books for the family's plumbing business, so she is familiar with accounting. Plus, she figures she could make a lot of money. After graduating from college, Kindle dresses in grey suits and drives a grey Honda because she wants to be a businesswoman, and this is how they look. "I was always so concerned about just being this successful, conservative accountant." When she's 22, her future husband spots her in the cafeteria near where they both work. He points her out to his friend and says, "I'm going to marry a girl like that." She's wearing a starched white button-down shirt with a little tie, a long plaid pleated skirt and a blazer. Kindle has a great mass of curly hair, perfectly unruly, just like you see in ads for conditioner. I bet she looked great. The thing about dressing for the job you want works for Kindle. By the time she's 40, she is vice president of a global public company. "I have kids, I have a husband, and I work. crazy hours, stressful job. That was my identity. I was a successful female executive. My work was my life. It was my singular focus.